Rebecca, you wrote a another book. You
I did it.
made another book, which is like a big feat, considering that I now am trying to get my first book out, and I've realized just how much work it is. So I wanted to talk with that about you. What do you talk with you about that? What do you say?
I'm ready.
This is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a licensed therapist, and I'm also a professor. Who are you, Rebecca?
I'm Rebecca Bloom. I'm a licensed mental health counselor and a board certified art therapist. And I just put out my second self-published book.
So, what is this book about?
This book is really influenced by my time of doing sensory motor psychotherapy level two, which is really about attachment styles. And while this was happening, the coloring book bubble was happening. And I decided to do coloring pages about attachment styles and realized the easiest way to do that would be about animals and how they're in the environment and how some of them have hostile styles and some of them are very loving. And so,
So it's a coloring book that is self-help regarding attachment. Am I hearing that right?
yes.
Okay. And you have different pages of that people can color with different animals. Man, I really want to see this thing. I need to see it.
Well, and it's not all animals. So there's about 10 animals by themselves, 10 animals in families, and some of them are like, a sloth, mommy sloth holding baby sloth, or there's one that's two bears fighting. And then it gets more abstract, where it's just shapes relating to each other. And then there are about five images that are just the mandalas I do for fun for my own practice, but made into coloring sheets, if that makes sense.
And
So, like, all the color is stripped out, it's just the lines.
you're an art therapist, so you have experience in working with clients in this way and have adapted a book along those lines. Is that right?
Yeah, so actually, one of the things that is interesting about this book is it's my first crowdsource book, and that I asked all my friends, like, what are powerful, what are animals are do you think would be most powerful for your clients to see in imagery? And one of the things that was unexpected is someone said to me, who's worked in inpatient for like 15 years, she said baby animals. And I was like, oh, baby animals. So there's, like, I would have never thought of that myself, but there's lots of baby animals in this book.
So, is there a introduction to help people
Yes.
understand what's happening? Okay.
Yeah, there's this.
What's it called?
It's called Attunement, Mandala Coloring Book.
Attunement colon mandala coloring book, or attunement mandala, attunement colon mandala coloring book by Rebecca Bloom, available on Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah.
For how much are you charging?
It's $14, but
Wow.
just know it's completely self-published. And so all that money, it takes a lot of money to make one of these things happen.
Yeah.
It's not like, I see these books where it's like $3 for a coloring book, and I think, like, I don't know how that person did that, but I gotta pay me for what I know.
Well, that, and you're a clinician, and you have to pay for it to be printed. And it takes a lot of time, and blah, blah, blah. And 14, what'd you say, 14, $15?
$14, I think.
14. That is cheap. So, and the hours and hours
Hours.
of activity and
So
therapy,
I,
that you can get out of that is well worth it, I'm sure.
and I hand drew a lot of these, so that's like really literally hours. I mean, this was like a labor of love. It's something that I wished was out there, and I often have these feelings like, why doesn't X exist? Oh, if I want X to exist, I have to do it myself. Like, okay, spend the next 3 years making X happen.
Tell us about your other book.
So the one before this was called Square the Circle, Art Therapy Workbook, and it was a series of directives that I in session directives for clients that I've developed over my career. So yeah, a lot of people asked me for art therapy ideas, and this was a chance for me to put those all together in one place.
Awesome. So Square the Circle, art therapy mm-hmm. workbook. Mm-hmm. It's been selling like hotcakes on Amazon.
It sells on Amazon. It's quite amazing to me.
And that one is priced at similar?
The same amount, I think.
Yeah. And we've done an entire video episode on that you can get on, you can watch on psychologyinseattle.com and I think in the video section. So, well, and again, the first one is called...
Square the Circle.
The first one's called Square the Circle, and the second one is called Attunement Mandala Coloring Book by Rebecca Bloom on Amazon. Is there anything else you want to talk about today? I have a question for you.
Okay, ask away.
What's it like to be the landlord? Because
A
lot of therapists listen to this podcast and are, you know, they rent from a landlord and they sublet, blah, blah, blah. But you recently, because you had an office downtown in the Pioneer Building, which a lot of therapists had been there for decades.
Not anymore.
But they raised their rent and just because
by 4 to 6 times.
Yeah, because they're presumably in one of the hottest real estate zones in the world, really, which is like right there in Pioneer Square, and
which went from like during the economic downturn, it was downright scary right there. Like I wondered if any of us were going to make it.
Yeah.
So when the food trucks started showing up and the tech guys in flip flops, and it was like, oh my god, this is all over.
It's yeah.
Like, we've lost our little safe corner of the universe.
Right. And it's this really cool old building that has one of those super old elevators. And it makes sense to me that the owners would try to capitalize on that. And so they kicked everyone out, and many of my therapist colleagues had to find other digs. And you were looking around, and you're like, again, you're like, I can't find the office I want to, so I'm going to make it myself. And so you leased a larger building, a larger space than you needed. And then you're subletting out to other people.
Yeah, I took on the process of reconfiguring an old dentist's office and, you know, managed a construction site for a while, which is like way out of my skill set, and had to do all kinds of things like, you know, dismantle an alarm system that had gone crazy. I mean, it was like, I feel like MacGyver after this experience. Like, it was just like... dug super, super deep and learned a lot. It's funny now to like walk into buildings, like the air conditioning's not on. And I'm like, yeah, that's because the master switch is not. It's like I now know how to look at buildings differently now that I'm so intimate with the one that I work in.
And you had to get better doors because you have massage therapists in there. You have what other professionals?
So there's three of the offices are mental health counselors, and one is a massage therapist. And the doors on the building when I got it were these pocket doors from the 70s, these like paper thin doors that then also have these air vents in them. So completely inappropriate for therapy. And you know what's expensive? Solid wood doors.
Yeah.
And then I got the sound kits on top of those. So lots of money on doors.
So you hired someone to install all that stuff?
Yeah. So in this real estate market in Seattle, I found somebody who had time. This is like a tiny – it's like too big for a handy person and too small for your average construction person. And that was the kind of thing like the people I found, we agreed on the time, and then they called me and said, we need to come a week earlier. It's like, what? So it's a – you know, anybody who's done a home rehab project, you know what I just went through. I mean, it's just the craziest. Everything that can go wrong does go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a house that I actually renovated myself. And similar to you, now whenever I walk into a house, I instantly see all the you know, workings and goings-ons. And I, for years, did everything from plumbing. I sweat pipes. I did HVAC. I practically lived in the crawl space underneath the house. I completely demoed and did a whole bathroom with tile and like I handmade a shower pan with concrete, you know, because it needs to slope down to the drain, you know, and that involves all these layers of like rubber and metal mesh and like da da da. But anyway, I'm saying all this because I was so glad that you said you hired someone to hang a door, because the one thing that I could never master was how to hang a fucking door.
Yeah.
Like hanging a door is so complicated. You think, well, because some doors these days, they come already with the frame. You know, it's not just the door, but they come with the frame already attached. And so you just have to put the frame in the spot where the door is, and it, in your head, you're like, you just put it in there, nail it in. It's like, no, like it's like this weird three-dimensional puzzle that it just never works. And so I'm so glad you hired someone to do all those things. I should have.
Plus in Seattle, everything's on a slope. Like, it's not like anything is flat in the entire city.
Totally. Yeah. And the house I was renovating was like 60 years old. And so everything was off kilter and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so now, any therapists I know that are in your office? Just curious.
I don't think so.
Okay.
These people are all new to me.
And this is Columbia City, right?
Yeah. Hopping Hillman City.
Hillman City. And so these people just looked online and found you and
it was a really funny combination of things. One actually was the woman who helped me with the book. This is what she does professionally. She kind of helps people assemble these projects. One of them was the massage therapist was a friend of hers. So that's pretty funny. And then there are several therapist groups on Facebook. So I posted in some of those. And then since then, I've had to look for two subleasers. I'm trying to think, you know, like a kind of a Craigslist thing. I've tried to do word of mouth, but you know, people are always like, I just signed a year lease, or I've got another 6 months in this lease. So trying to match it all up is.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I'm guessing you wanted word of mouth so that you wouldn't have to deal with randos, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's pretty, you know, you need to trust that this person will pay rent.
Yeah.
Not be crazy, not be high drama. And yeah. I've learned some things, like in the first round, we had a woman who was sensitive, which is like, you know, I want to support that. But it was really difficult in the space we had because we had a massage therapist working who used oils and, you know. And then, you know, I learned that, like, the handy woman that comes with the building is a really heavy smoker. And so you smell if she's been in the building, you know. So it's like all these weird random things that you can't control.
Is that really your responsibility, though?
What part?
All that. It just seems like that'd be I'm feeling protective of my friend Rebecca on that one, because it seems like that's a tall order for you to manage the air in there.
Well, that's the sense-sensitive person left, and I've since decided no more sense-sensitive people.
Or tell them I'm not responsible for what's happening, you know, like, it just seems like you've got enough on your plate that you can't, you know, deal with that. Because that's a lot to ask for, you know. Because clients can come in with different perfumes.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's a lot to ask for you to do. Because you're working in the office yourself as a therapist, and you don't have time to run around and make sure that everything is okay, you know.
And that's what I told the sense-sensitive person when we started. Like, I can't control the lobby. If you're fine with the space in general and want to have just your office be that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So is it terrifying to have such a huge lease that you have to pay every month that your tenants could suddenly flake on you and then you'd be on the hook for that price? Is that terrifying?
Yes, it's absolutely terrifying, and I just had to find a recent sub leaser. Now it's now for us is in the middle of summer in Seattle, and it was looking pretty dim. I was getting no responses whatsoever, and I called on my most woo-woo-ness, and I sat in that room, and I actually pulled some tarot cards and, like, tried to figure out what to do next, because I was so freaked that I wasn't going to find a renter.
When you're doing the tarot cards, did the tenant card come up?
No, actually, when I say tarot cards, I mean that kind of loosely. This was a goddess deck. And the thing that came was an overflowing heart chakra card that I was unfamiliar with. But what that said to me was that I needed to work a little harder than I usually do. And so I paired up two part-time people. Usually I just turn down part-time people and I'm like, I can't talk to you. I'm waiting for a full-time person. But this time I paired up two part-time people. I was hey, you guys should meet each other. And
so your overflowing heart allowed people to do that and everyone wins.
Yes.
Yeah, I would be terrified. You know, and you're the man now. I'm
totally the man.
You're a landlord.
I'm like, toilet paper.
Give me my money.
Right.
Give me my money.
I've been so lucky, though. People have been awesome. And, like, these are amazing people that do things like always do their dishes.
Wow.
It's like we never have dirty dishes in the sink. It's like shocking.
That is shocking.
So I've you know, knock on wood, I feel incredibly blessed. And the thing I was most freaked out about is like the messes that get left in public spaces, including things like in the bathroom.
Oh, wait, and like, are you responsible for that too?
Well, you know, there's no cleanup crew.
So you are responsible for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so thank God nothing bad has ever happened.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I'm thinking like you get a massage and you're all loose, you know, and then like.
Let's not go too much further in this conversation, but let's just know that everybody knows exactly what I'm not looking forward to.
I'll just say one word. Splashback.
I don't even want to talk about it. But yeah, just know that my greatest fear has not occurred. And I am so thankful.
Well, that's pretty interesting. And so the idea is that because you're putting in all that work and stress, you don't have to pay rent, right? If everyone pays their rent, then your rent is paid for.
Yes, but there is paying back the rehab loan on the space.
Oh.
So right. That's, but eventually.
You'll start breaking even, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah.
And how long from now is that?
Oh, it's a while.
Like years? 3 to 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. Makes me not want to do that, actually.
Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, but the other thing is I got to build my perfect space. And as an art therapist, that's hard.
Because a lot of therapy offices or offices conducive to therapy are not conducive to art therapy.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, you need space to get on the ground and make a huge mural together, right?
Well, I don't need that much space, but I need...
Well, your last office in the Pioneer Building had a couch and then a therapist chair, and then further back you had your own desk and a window and like a bookshelf and, you know, you had a pretty big space there.
I had a village. Yeah. And that's what I have in this space.
Oh, okay.
So I did it again.
So if you could go back in time, would you tell Rebecca of last year to do this, or would you go knock it off?
I mean, Rebecca of last year, I would say, I don't know what I would say, but I couldn't find anything. It wasn't like I had a ton of choices. I mean, I was looking at closets for like $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of did it. I don't know if more stuff is open now.
Well, the nice thing is it's really close to your house, right?
So, yes, I can walk.
And that wouldn't have been true if you had gone somewhere else, right? Because there's not a lot of offices in Hillman City.
Yeah, and that's been amazing.
Yeah, so that's
to be able to walk to work. Yeah, I mean, that's like a life changer. Yeah. There's, if you live in Seattle, just know there's whole days I don't have to get in the car.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it feels so good. You used to have that life.
I used to when I lived downtown, yeah, because I worked out of my house, and my university was across the street. Yeah, so there were, and, you know, all the restaurants and nightlife was right outside my door. And so, yeah, I would go for days at a time without driving. It was amazing. And I found my life was totally better. Because as soon as you're 16 in America, you instantly just start driving like an hour a day. I mean, think about, you know, you drive to school, you drive home, you know, it's like there's not a lot of trips that are less than a half an hour. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, from the time I was 16 until I was 40, I was driving probably at least an hour a day. Maybe some days I wouldn't drive, but on average. And some days I'd drive like 5 hours a day, you know. And I think you just get used to it. And then when I lived downtown, all that came to a screeching halt, excuse the pun. And I suddenly realized the stress that was just suddenly fell off my back. And I was like, oh, man, like, I don't ever want to drive again. And I currently don't drive very much, even though I don't live downtown anymore, because I still work out of my home. And now that I'm not chair of the program anymore at the university, because that was a lot of work that I didn't want to do. And so I don't have to go to the university that much anymore. And so that's really my main driving, is going to the university twice a week. So aside from that, I don't have to drive that much. What you probably don't have to drive. Well, I guess your son, you have to drive him around.
Yeah. Yeah, that still happens.
Yeah. Well, soon he'll have a license, and then he can drive.
I can't imagine this occurring, but yes, that is sooner than later. Yeah, it's pretty sweet to be a therapist and be able to walk to work. You know, it's a nice, leisurely way to step in and step out of work, as opposed to, like, you know, yelling at people as you're trying to get parking spaces and grimacing and feeling bitter and then being like, all right, I got to be a therapist.
Totally. And your clients now have an easier time parking, presumably, than they did.
Right. Well, the neighborhood is not very known to most people, but then I say to them, free parking, and people are like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because Pioneer Square is like parking hell. And my very first therapy office I shared with someone, it was on Capitol Hill on Broadway. And the parking for me was terrible, let alone for the clients. And I just remember thinking, like, man, wouldn't it be nice if I and the client could just park normally, you know? And so, yeah, anyway. All right, so again, to review, Square the Circle, Art Therapy Workbook, $14, Amazon. And your second book is called Attunement, Mandala Coloring Book.
Yes.
And that's your new one that just came out now, July 2017. If you get in early, you'll get the collector's edition. That's not true, but you can think that. If you want to, you know, nothing wrong with having an active imagination about that kind of stuff.
Nothing wrong. It's being an early adapter is where it's at. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be cool and call yourself cool labels like early adapter, you'll buy one now. All right. Thanks for joining me, Rebecca. And thanks for joining me, everyone out there. Please take care of yourself. Why should people take care of themselves, Rebecca?
For no unique reason. That's an in-joke between me and Kirk.